Chris Murray joining us here on the program. Chris, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
We're between the rainstorms, so we're so happy today.
getting a lot of moisture out here, Chris. But, you know, I know Robert and Gags isn't here today, but he did a story on total cost of attendance, and it's something that's coming down. It's coming the way of collegiate athletics. He did the story on Sunday, and a lot of talk about, you know, how the Mount West is going to fare at this. I found your story today interesting with the University of Nevada thinking, you know, it's going to be a little over $1 million to fund that total cost of attendance, and just not doable for University of Nevada, is it?
Not for this year. I mean, I think people are starting to make decisions on whether they're going to do it or not. I mean, obviously the payments are going to start in August, and if you're going to do it for the 2016 fiscal year, you got to have that plan in place already. And for Nevada, like you said, it's just not doable. I mean, the Wolfpack's budget's the lowest in the Mountain West, so they've always had issues with money. And I think the approach they're taking is, you know, the commits who are going to come in this year's class for 2015-16 have already committed. They've already signed their letters of intent. So it doesn't really, it's not a huge important recruiting tool for that class. But for the kids who they're recruiting now for the 16-17 class, it is a big deal because they're going to be talking about that and asking about that. So the Wolfpack's approach is, let's save the $1 million this year. We'll give it next year. The kids who are recruiting right now will get it for next year, so maybe it won't hurt us that much in recruiting. But I think it just kind of underscores the situation Nevada's in as a whole. They're behind in the facility arms race. They're behind as far as their budget goes. They're behind in coaching salaries. And now they're going to be a year behind as far as the full cost of attendance is concerned. So obviously, if you're a Wolfpack student-athlete, you'd like to get it this year, especially if you're a senior, but it's just not a situation where Nevada can fit it into the budget, considering that'd be almost 5% of what their budget would be next year if they added it.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, they're saying they're going recruiting, obviously, for next year's recruiting classes, but not doing it this year when all the other schools, I understand UNLV may be having a problem with it this year also, but not doing it this year, doesn't that kind of leave Nevada open to the other schools saying, wait, they didn't do it this year, they're telling you they're going to do it next year, but can you really bank on that they're going to do it next year, and do you want to sign with them when it's not in stone and they didn't do it this year? Doesn't that still put them at a little bit of a disadvantage?
No, absolutely. I mean, you can definitely negatively recruit against Nevada. I mean, 7 of the 12 Mountain West schools have already committed to doing it, so those schools are kind of in the clear. And then you have Nevada, New Mexico, UNLV, and Hawaii, who either are on the fence or aren't doing it. Nevada's the only one who said they aren't doing it. And then you have Air Force that doesn't offer scholarships. So it definitely, like I said, I mean, it puts Nevada behind the eight ball because, you know, it looks like they're playing catch-up again. And that's kind of the position they've been in since they've gotten to the Mountain West. And like you said, I mean, you make a good point that other schools can point out and say, yeah, I mean, they're saying they're going to do it, but how do you know they're going to do it until you actually get on campus? I mean, they haven't been able to, you know, implement it so far. So that is an issue. I think maybe the positive for Nevada is their full cost of attendance is $4,800, which is more than $1,000 higher than the Mountain West average, which would be $3,700. And it's the second highest among Mountain West schools. So I guess maybe on the other side, if you're Nevada, I mean, you could say, well, you know, we're going to give you $4,800. You look at a school like New Mexico, they're only offering $2,700. You look at a school like San Jose State or San Diego State, and they're in the mid-3,000s. So, you know, you could play it both ways, but I think it's better to be on the leading edge and be on the forefront of these kinds of things, and Nevada's putting itself in a situation where it isn't in that position.
Well, let me ask you this. What is it about, because scholarships cover, you know, we know the scholarships cover the board and room, they cover tuition, they cover books, they cover all this. This is basically living expenses, those things that aren't covered by a full-ride scholarship. What makes it so high in Reno as compared to the other schools like Wyoming where it's $3,200, or like you said, some of them where it's $2,700? What makes the cost of living so much higher in Reno that the cost, full cost of attendance is that much higher?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's different for every single school. I mean, the way a lot of schools will calculate it is, okay, you get, if you're an out-of-state student, you get 2 round trips to wherever your home location is. So you got to figure that in. And, you know, whether the cost of living in Nevada is a little bit higher than maybe it is in some other places. But you look at places like San Diego and San Jose, and those are very expensive places to live. So you would think that those numbers would be a little bit higher. as far as transportation costs and things like that. So I think that's kind of the slippery slope and the concern that Nevada and other schools in the Mountain West kind of have with this thing is that who is going to be the final person who decides exactly what these numbers are? Who's going to stop the SEC or a conference like that from saying, okay, our cost of attendance now is $10,000? Obviously, the final call is supposed to come down to the financial aid officer on campus, but there really is no stopgap to make sure that nobody's going to overextend themselves and, you know, give away $10,000. I mean, if you look at the highest schools offering the full cost of attendance, three of the top four are SEC schools. Now, I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that's obviously something that is done on purpose to try and help in the recruiting world. So it is interesting that Boise State, which is the school probably with the most money in the Mountain West, is offering the most in the Mountain West. So, like you said, I mean, it's very difficult to kind of decide, you know, why does one school offer this and the other school offer that? It doesn't make a ton of sense to a lot of people, and, you know, people in Nevada kind of have the same question.
Might be some high-paid financial aid officers out there in the South right now. Getting some kickbacks,
yeah, I mean,
right?
That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, why wouldn't Nevada be higher than a place like San Diego State or San Jose State? I mean, obviously, I think the Wolfpack would prefer for their number to be a little bit lower because then they're not paying out $1 million a year. Maybe they're only paying out $750,000 a year. But this is a number I spoke with their financial aid officer that was set by him and only him. So I don't think Nevada's fudging the numbers in any way, but there's that possibility out there that maybe one school or two schools down the road will.
Oh, gee, really? So I'm sure. Well, the interesting thing about this and what it is it's an estimate of the total cost of attendance. It's not really for the average student. It's not really money that that they actually put out. It's just that the school says, okay, we feel that here in our location with the travel expenses and the cost of living and all the other stuff, this is what it ought to be. But I know, because my daughter just graduated from college a couple of years ago and is now in grad school, I know for a fact that there are kids that go and don't spend near as much money as the total cost of attendance figure for the school they're going to, or there are some who spend considerably more than the total cost of attendance. So it's kind of an arbitrary number that the financial aid office can set and say, this is it. And there's, I don't know that it's really, you know, based in any real logic as to how they come up with that number.
Yeah, I mean, the full cost of attendance is different for every student on campus. I mean, every student has a different full cost of attendance, and what you're supposed to do is basically take the median of that group, and that's your cost of attendance. I know Nevada skewed a little bit more toward the in-state full cost of attendance rather than the out-of-state full cost of attendance, so they wouldn't have to pay out as much. Some schools like Colorado State have given two separate numbers. So if you're from Colorado, you get one cost of attendance as a student athlete. If you're from a different state, you get a second one. The majority of the schools have kind of just found a number in between those two, and they've used that. But, you know, in a perfect world, probably every single school in the country is using a different cost of attendance. But, you know, every school in the country is using a different scholarship amount. And this is part of the scholarship amount. So, I mean, that's the argument on the other side is if you go to Boston College, you're getting a scholarship that's worth $63,000 a year. If you're going to a school like Nevada, then your scholarship is only worth $27,000 a year. So if you look at it from that perspective, you know, student athletes are already getting different scholarship allotments, and this is just a stipend on top of that differs from school to school as well.
I'm not sure. If you've spoken to any coaches, what are their feelings on the deal of missing out this year and hopefully getting it back to next year? Football, basketball, or other coaches, what are their thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean they're definitely concerned about the issue. I mean they say we need to do this and we need to do this as soon as possible. I think the baseball coach in Nevada probably put it the best. He said, you know, this is essentially my salary cap. I'm either going to get the high salary cap with offering the full cost of attendance, or I'm going to get a lower salary cap not offering the full cost of attendance. Do I want to be the Yankees, or do I want to be the Tampa Bay Rays? Of course, I want to be the Yankees. It's going to get me better players. So I do think that there's concern, you know, about whether they'll be able to extend that. But I think they have been reassured by the athletic director that, yes, in fact, we are going to give the full cost of attendance for 16-17. But you talk to somebody like the football coach in Brian Polian, and, you know, he's kind of hammered home a lot that we don't have the facilities to recruit with other schools. We don't have we have a higher academic platform you have to reach. So our pool is already kind of shrunk by who we can recruit. given the facilities, given the academics, given the budgets and the things like that, you know, we don't need to shrink our budget anymore by not offering the full cost of attendance. So it's definitely an issue that's been on their plate. But I think on the other hand, they understand that Nevada's in a situation where, you know, financially they're not healthy enough to be able to extend that. I mean, the athletic director here, Doug Newth, was hired 2 years ago, and when he was hired, he inherited a program that was constantly in the red and already had a $3.4 million debt. So he's kind of had to prioritize what's the most important things we have to do, and he's putting clearing that debt a little bit ahead of the full cost of attendance. So the long-term viability financially of Wolfpack Athletics will be healthy.
I know you mentioned the schools that haven't committed to it. UNLV is one of those. They're both, you know, both of those, both the Reno and Las Vegas are both part of the same university system. How are they looking at this? Are they going to be able to do it this year, or does it look like they're also going to be one that's going to have to wait?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke with them 2 days ago, and they said that they haven't made a decision yet. Their full cost of attendance is going to be $4,000, so a little bit lower than Nevada's. So the actual payout might be a little bit below $1 million, but I think they're in the same situation as Nevada, where they're not really going to get that bailout from the legislature. You look at Utah State, they're getting $1.5 million from the state to do this. You look at San Jose State, they're getting $1.6 million from the university to do this. You look at Wyoming, they're getting some help, basically half of, you know, whatever they fundraise, they'll get that matched by the state. You look at Colorado State, the only reason they're able to do this is because they're getting the buyout money from Jim McElwain, $7 million from Florida, and they're going to put that toward the full cost of attendance for the next 5 years. Nevada and UNLV are in a situation where if they're going to do it, they either need to increase fundraising or they need to increase ticket sales. And they're not going to get that state support because they haven't gotten that state support over the last 5 or 6 years. They've actually had decreased funds as far as state appropriated taxpayer money goes. So if I had to wager a guess, I would say UNLV doesn't do it for this year, but that's purely a guess. They're still on the fence one way or the other. And it could be that the only two schools in the Mountain West that don't do this are both in the state of Nevada, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that's tied a lot to the fact that the state was hit very hard by the recession, and they haven't been able to fully recover, and they haven't been able to get really the state support to be able to go out and be financially a little bit more solvent.
Chris, outstanding information. We appreciate the time, and it's definitely a tough situation for the two schools there. And again, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy, Chris. Bye-bye.